Extra tankers and firefighters arrive in LA as high winds threaten to return. Extra firefighters and water tankers have arrived in Los Angeles as the city braces for more high winds. The tankers are replenishing water supplies after fire hydrants ran dry last week as the city battled to rein in the flames, with the additional firefighters drawn from across the United States, Canada, and Mexico. The infernos have destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 24 people in the City of Angels and nearby areas. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said on Monday that figure was likely to rise, with at least 24 other people still missing. Luna went on to say that he understands people were keen to return to their homes but asked them to be patient, adding, "We have people literally looking for the remains of your neighbors." In less than a week, an area of more than 62 square miles, roughly three times the size of the island of Manhattan, has been charred by four separate blazes. As it stands, the Eaton Fire near Pasadena is around one-third contained, while containment on the largest blaze in Pacific Palisades on the coast is only about 14%. Monday saw planes douse homes and hillsides around the city with pink fire-retardant chemicals, while crews and fire engines were being placed near areas where the brush was particularly dry. The Santa Ana winds, which contributed to the destruction last week, are predicted to pick up again early on Tuesday and continue through midday Wednesday, according to the National Weather Service. The NWS warned the weather will be particularly dangerous on Tuesday, with gusts potentially reaching 65 miles per hour. The winds are not expected to reach the same hurricane force strengths as last week, but could ground aircraft involved in the response, according to LA County Fire Chief Anthony Marone, who said that if winds reach 70 miles per hour, it's going to be very difficult to contain that fire. As a result, fire officials have advised residents in high-risk areas to just leave home if they feel they are in danger, rather than waiting for formal evacuation orders. Currently, less than 100,000 people in Los Angeles County remain under evacuation orders, half the number from last week. However, a large swathe of Southern California around Los Angeles is under this extreme fire danger warning through Wednesday, including the densely populated areas of Thousand Oaks, Northridge, and Simi Valley. After facing criticism for the response to the fires last week, Marone said that his department were absolutely better prepared. "We're absolutely better prepared," Marone said when asked what will be different from a week ago, when hurricane-force winds propelled multiple fires across the parched, brush-filled region that hasn't seen rain in more than 8 months. More than 8,500 firefighters attacked the fires from the air and on the ground, preventing conflagrations at either end of Los Angeles from spreading overnight from Monday into Tuesday. There have been more than a dozen wildfires in Southern California, which hasn't seen significant rainfall in more than 8 months, since January 1, mostly in the greater Los Angeles area. The latest started late on Monday in a dry riverbed in an agricultural area of Oxnard, about 55 miles northwest of Los Angeles. In the aftermath of the flames, dozens have been arrested for looting, and officials warn that they are also seeing the beginning of price gouging and scams relating to hotels, short-term rentals, and medical supplies, Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman said. One other person was arrested for arson after allegedly attempting to set a tree on fire in the city of Azusa, about 20 miles northeast of downtown Los Angeles, he added. More than 12,000 homes, cars, and other structures have been destroyed by the blazes, which authorities are yet to determine a cause for. Southern California Edison, the electrical utility for Los Angeles, has acknowledged agencies are investigating whether its equipment may have sparked a smaller blaze. However, a lawsuit filed on Monday claims the utility's equipment lit the far larger Eaton Fire. Edison said last week that it had not received any suggestions that its equipment ignited that blaze. The infernos could prove to be the costliest fires to ever burn in the United States, according to early estimates from AccuWeather, which suggests economic damage could rise to over $250 billion. President Joe Biden expressed his and First Lady Jill Biden's sorrow over the loss of 24 lives, saying on Monday, "Our hearts ache for the 24 innocent souls we have lost in the wildfires across Los Angeles. Jill and I pray for them and their loved ones." The Associated Press contributed to this report.